Welcome back. Owen Meath wants to know how the James Wickham and Bill Duggan got the All-Ireland medals. They were actually given them by the GAA for their bravery in the rescue attempt. Now, almost 500 years after his death, the ideas of Leonardo da Vinci continue to inspire painters, engineers and even musicians. In recent months, a Polish musician gave the first public performance of a musical instrument he built based on a design by da Vinci, as we hear now from Lorcan Clancy.
Listening to the viola organista, you could be forgiven for thinking that what you hear is the performance of a string quartet. In fact, there's just one performer on stage. He's playing a keyboard instrument that looks a bit like a baby grand piano. The instrument's design is based on a sketch from one of Leonardo da Vinci's many surviving manuscripts. The sketch appears in the Codex Atlanticus, a 12-volume set of his writings and drawings.
Of all of Leonardo's different manuscripts, it's the one which really has the most designs for new machines.
Michael John Gorman is director of the Science Gallery at Trinity College Dublin.
It's an enormous manuscript, many thousands of pages of sketches of all sorts of inventions, military machines, sketches of pumps and hydraulic machines, but also many sketches of musical instruments, including the viola organista.
Da Vinci's 13,000 pages of journals and notebooks are a great insight into his inner world. His writings include everything from shopping lists to designs for flying machines.
I suppose the fascination is that a single individual could delve into so many different areas. I mean, he's the ultimate autodidact. Leonardo was comfortable studying anatomy, mechanics and machinery, an extraordinary draftsman, a remarkable and experimental painter, sculptor. The list goes on and on.
Da Vinci was a prolific inventor. His drawings include plans for primitive helicopters, diving bells, and even robots.
He designed a few different automata, as they were called, which are mechanical people and animals. He did a lion at one point, but he also did a mechanical person which had pulleys and strings and so on. He was really interested in this idea of human flight. I suspect it was really driven by a personal passion. He designed a whole series of different flying machines. Some of them were flapping wing machines, you know, which were very laborious to work. Then he developed a more plausible series, which were more like gliders. But the interesting thing is that he didn't just stop with the flying machines. He designed landing gear, he designed ways to measure wind speed and direction. So he actually, in his imagination, he imagined a whole society where everybody was flying and all of the different things that they would need.
The notebooks are difficult to read. Most of them are written backwards, in Da Vinci's distinctive mirror script.
He was left-handed, he wrote backwards. People have wondered if that was a deliberate attempt to conceal his secrets. But it's also true that it's an easier way sometimes for left-handed people to write without smudging the ink. So, you know, some people have just said that it was just more convenient for Leonardo.
Da Vinci had a strong interest in music. He was an accomplished musician and was especially good at playing the lyre.
We don't know a huge amount about really how he developed all of this musical skill in his early life, but he clearly had a deep interest in music. I think one of the things that continues to inspire people is the way Leonardo came up with so many different ideas for machines, mechanisms, ideas which were often a combination of the mechanical and the poetic. And I think the viola organista is a nice example of that.
The creator of the viola organista is a Polish musician named Sławomir Zubrzycki. He spent 3 years building it, basing the design on the diagrams and description from Da Vinci's notebooks. The way the Viola Organista works is a bit different from other keyboard instruments. In a piano, pressing the keys causes hammers to fly up and strike steel strings, producing the sound. Inside the Viola Organista, four spinning wheels wrapped in horsehair are kept in constant motion by a foot pedal. When the keys are pressed, it moves the strings themselves into contact with the rotating wheels, producing the effect of a bow moving across the strings of a cello or violin.
It doesn't seem to have been built in Leonardo's time, but as has been shown, it was a perfectly plausible musical instrument, and it has quite a haunting sound. You know, it's a keyboard instrument looking like a harpsichord, but then it has this sound which is a little bit like a cello. I think people who are interested in invention and entrepreneurship are naturally drawn to Leonardo. I suppose the fact that Leonardo never completed his projects or built his machines has led a lot of people to want to recreate them.
Lorcan Clancy there reporting on the Viola Organista, which was inspired by a design by Leonardo da Vinci. We put some photos of that wonderful instrument on our website. Somebody texted